Save big on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Look, it's no secret that for podcasters, influencers, and other content creators, branding is a major component in what you do. As a podcaster, I interact with people from all walks of life. Things move fast in conferences, meetings, meets and greets, and keynotes. And those you meet in these events are only long enough to exchange contact information for a later date when things slow down. That is, if they slow down, right? At my age, I can't remember all my social media handles to share at these fast-paced network events. But this dilemma is now a thing of the past with Contap, the first physical link in bio solution. That's right, I can now turn my interactions into opportunity with a simple tap or scan, and just like that, I instantly shared my website, social media handles, store, and podcast with anyone I choose to share. Contap comes in several physical devices. Since I'm always carrying my car keys around, I'm a big fan of the key fob. But no matter what device you choose, key fob, rubber bracelet, QR card, or button sticker, your branding information is quickly and securely shared using NFC technology. Turn everyday interactions into opportunity by sharing what matters. Click the link in the show notes to get 25% off your first purchase by using the promo code REDISCOVER. Be sure to use that link to get your discount. Contap is short for Connect Tap and is spelled C-O-N-N-T-A-P. And again, the promo code is REDISCOVER, all in the show notes. Trust me, a lot of my guests are entrepreneurs, coaches, and motivational speakers, and I'm recommending this to them as well. And in the spirit of networking and making connections, you can't go wrong. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. My special guest has revolutionized personal transformation by combining over 20 years of professional stage magic with world-class personal development, thus creating the award-winning Real Magic Live experience where a show meets a seminar. He's the CEO of Real Magic LLC and has helped over 10,000 people, entrepreneurs and the like, break through mental limitations and realize their true potential. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Anders Hansen to the show. Anders, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Aubrey. I really appreciated the opportunity, and thank you for all the great work you do.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much, sir. We are so excited to unpack this and to for you to share some wonderful insights based on your journey, based on your expertise. We're just thrilled to have you, sir. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna start kind of foundationally here. If we can just kind of, first off, can you share for the listeners, has magic been a childhood fascination of yours, or is that how it started?
Absolutely, it has. But first, I really, again, want to commend you for what you're doing. And I love we're going to be having a conversation around personal growth and how it ties into magic, something that you've been practicing as well as I learned in the past. So for everyone listening, do me a favor and do what I did today. Leave Aubrey a 5-star review for his great podcast. That will enable him to get this message and these other great messages out further out into the world, into the hands of people that need them.
Anders, thank you so much for that. Very, very thoughtful. Very, very thoughtful. And I want to ask all the listeners who's taken in this episode to please, you know, give your undivided attention at these insights that Anders will share, because it sounds like from what we're going to talk about, a lot of this is very applicable. Mm-hmm. I would imagine from an entrepreneur mindset as well as a non-entrepreneur. Would that be accurate, Anderson?
That's absolutely accurate, Mr. Aubrey. So illusions, I practiced illusions for 20 years, and I've learned that they cannot exist if there aren't assumptions in our lives. The more assumptions we have about life and our reality, the more illusions we can create. In fact, it's harder to perform magic for children than adults, because children are not as programmed as we are. They don't have that many assumptions about their reality yet. Yeah. But the older that we get, the more assumptions we have. And an illusionist's greatest feat is to challenge the assumptions, the difference between what occurred and our assumptions about what was supposed to happen. And so the magic really doesn't happen in the hands of the magician. The magic happens in the minds of the audience. And, you know, in my world, when I was performing magic on cruise ships and television, and it wasn't magic at all, at least it didn't feel like it. It was hard work, a lot of repetitions, light, sound, choreography with the dancers and all of that. When the timing was perfect, the magic happened. Not on stage, not in my hands, in the minds of the audience. Mm-hmm. In fact, somebody that I learned from, Fred Allen Wolf, who's a quantum physicist, he was at one of my shows at on a cruise ship, and he said, it turned out we belonged to the same magic club in LA, and he said, magic is like reality. The magic doesn't happen until there's somebody there to perceive it, and it's much like reality on a quantum physical level. You know, it takes the observer effect for reality to occur the way it does. And so that's really what it's about. Like what we do at our events at Real Magic Live, you know, we've helped a lot of people uncover those unconscious blocks that they have, because we are creating illusions all day long, and we are our own greatest illusionist, sometimes mm-hmm. not to our own benefit.
I see. So one of the things you mentioned there, Anders, that I found absolutely fascinating, and it's so obvious once you hear it from someone extraordinary such as yourself, is there's a dependency that the illusion or the act of magic has, and that's on the perception of the observer.
Yes.
And that right there is where the magic happens, in the eyes and the minds of the observer.
Exactly.
Obviously, there are some other elements that take place there, such as timing and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so I want to ask this, and thank you, by the way, for the clarification on children. Their minds aren't developed yet to draw certain conclusions and assumptions like an adult. So it may be easier to pull something on an adult versus a child. All right. So we talked about magic and illusion. It almost sounds like they can be two of the same. It's a perception on the basis of the observer of what that is, mm-hmm. Their minds drawn an assumption and so forth. So I want to get to the quantum leap goal creation process. But before we do that, mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, because all efforts start with where you are internally, okay, from your mindset to self-esteem and everything in between, mm-hmm. Can you give us some insights in what's called, what you call the self-image blueprint,
mm-hmm.
and the work that needs to be done there? Is that a foundation or a basis of personal development?
Well, absolutely. That's a great question. And I believe there's really three pillars when it comes to personal development and for us to create great quantum leap results. And we can get back to what a quantum leap is. Yes. But it's really understanding there's infinite potentiality in us and around us. And a quantum leap is the movement that a particle undertakes in moving from one position to the other without any apparent effort. It can make huge jumps and leaps. And we can do the same thing if we learn to think like a magician. When Bob Proctor, my great friend and late mentor, when he was still here on a physical plane, he was the only person in 20 years that asked me this question. He said, Anders, how do you create an illusion? And for the first time, I had to articulate the process behind it. Mm-hmm. And I told him, for me to create an illusion, I have to go as far as I can in my mind. I have to go to a very impossible place, such as predicting the lottery numbers, which I did on live television, or making a car appear live on stage, or make somebody float, or making something disappear. Or I have to go to that impossible place.
Yeah.
I need to log into it, and then I need to work my way backwards until it's been achieved. And he said, that is the exact formula I've used to teach millions of people to create quantum leap results in their lives, working backwards from where we want to be as opposed to forwards. Most people look at precedent or current results and they let that dictate their way of thinking. But going the other way is when you see how an entrepreneur goes 10x in a year, which we've done multiple times. We've helped a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
It's how you see a person go from diagnosis to complete health. Like, we help them latch on to that potentiality, which exists in the quantum field, and then help them adopt the personality. So the first pillar is the goal, is the quantum leap goal.
Okay.
Now the personality comes into play. We got to look at the self image, like you honed in on, which is our emotional conception of ourselves. And it was actually, it was when Dr. Maxwell Maltz came up with the concept back in 1960 some, he postulated that we have two images. We have the internal cellular self image that's locked up in every cell of our body and our subjective mind. And then we have the outer self image, the one we project to the world. Now, he said you can't outperform that inner self-image. We can only perform up to the limits of what our self-image allows. That's the bad news. We can't outperform it, but the good news is we can change it. And it's our emotional conception of ourselves. Most people think they are their past, they are their parents' story, or it's all locked up in our DNA. But when we change that, you see that potentiality come to the surface and really unleash itself in extraordinary results. And the third pillar is really understanding universal law and how to align your mind and your actions with the laws that governs this universe. With those three pillars in place, I believe we're all positioned very well to create an extraordinary life, and we all deserve it. You know, we're not here to lead based on needs. We're here to lead based on wants. We're created in the image of our creator. And the problem is we created our creator in our image, so we turn it into a guy in the sky. You know, it's we're here to create. We're here to create better, greater, richer, freer, healthier, whatever it is we desire. And but going backwards from what we truly desire, that's when the real magic happens. And that's what Bob said. You know, when you understand, when you know the trick, when you understand the magic trick, it's not magic anymore. But when you understand life and your mind and how to utilize your mind, that's real magic. And that's what I built my concept around.
I see. So in this quantum leap goal creation process, and I think you alluded to it in your clarification there, Anders. That sounds like your description of, I'm thinking of the illusion of reality. To me, I mean, at face value, it sounds like an oxymoron, right? The illusion of reality.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it sounds like you clarified it. I think, at least as far as maybe there's a piece that I'm missing here, but in the illusion of reality, is there something that in your work that you help someone, say a client, kind of realize their reality or whatever preconceived notions they have from generations or maybe limited beliefs, they're considering that their reality, but is that really an illusion? Because they can receive so much more.
Absolutely. Okay. So I love your question, and it actually fits perfectly with the title of your podcast, The Road to Rediscovery, because I think that's our biggest job as human beings. It's actually rediscovering who we are. And that is the first step. We think we are the physical bodies that we run around in. That's not who we are at all. That's the physical instrument. We're a spiritual being that lives in a body, and we're gifted with an intellect. So we're actually a tri-human being. I believe that starts with the understanding. Our journey starts with the understanding of that. So instead of us seeing ourselves as physical beings who's sometimes having a spiritual experience, we should look at ourselves as spiritual beings who actually has a physical experience. And so those moments when we feel really inspired, we have that spiritual spark, that's just because we allow ourselves to get in closer touch with who we really are. So I think it starts with a foundational understanding that the energy that we represent expresses itself with and through the mind and the body. Now, this diagram, which is a diagram that Bob Proctor introduced to me, which was invented by the late Dr. Thurman Fleet back in 1934, he was a chiropractor, and he realized that we're treating symptoms in people's lives, in our businesses, at all levels, because we're not understanding who we are. So he made this diagram, and when Bob introduced it to me, I thought it was silly. He said, this diagram has changed millions of lives, billions of dollars in revenue in companies. He said, the big circle is the mind. The small circle is your body. Mind is proportionally bigger than the body. Mind cannot be contained even in the brain. The brain belongs to the body, but mind is energy. Mm. And so mind expresses itself with and through the body, but it's movement. Mm-hmm. We have the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the body. And here we are trying to change results on the physical plane, whether it's be health or freedom or higher income or whatever it might be. But we're trying to treat a symptom. Most people ask themselves, what should I do to get better results? Well, that's the wrong premise. The better way to ask is, what do I need to think on a conscious level? Who do I need to be on a subjective level, self-image level? When I change this and this, the instrument, the body, feels different. And the vibration we're in dictates our actions. And now we're creating different results. Effortless. And that's when we see people create quantum leaps in a relatively short amount of time without rushing. And that's the key. So it's really rediscovering who we are from a spiritual, from a mental, and a physical perspective. So if you imagine horizontal lines, just a lot of horizontal lines, we have the spiritual side of us above. That's the energetic side. It's everywhere. It's omnipresent. There is no place in the universe where spirit isn't present. It's everywhere. And the more you study quantum physics, the more you realize that consciousness is the foundation for the reality that we perceive with our senses. But that is the limitation, because we've been brought up in a very physical world. So there's the spiritual energetic side. There's the mental side in the middle, where ideas are being created in our mind. And then we turn those ideas into physical results on a physical plane. That's the lowest, grossest part of our reality, the physical matter, where the physical body belongs. We have been equipped with senses so we can correspond and communicate with the physical world. And those are to great benefit, and we need to utilize them. But most people live there exclusively. That's why they're in this fight and flight state. You know, okay. They react through their senses constantly.
Yes.
We need to shut that down a little bit and go the other way. And that is when we get in tune with who we really are. And that's where infinite potential resides. That's how you see these massive transformations in people. They learn to utilize their mind to go to the energetic side, as opposed to utilizing their mind going to the physical side. Mm. So that is, I know that was a long answer, but I feel it's warranted, because the illusions, they start building and building and building, because we almost exclusively correspond and communicate with the physical world. And I, Aubrey, if your audience needs to take one thing away from this, I hope it's this: the physical is not where things are. It's where things end up as a result of a thought or an idea. It's the transmutation of energy from spirit to physical form, back to spirit. That's the perpetual transmutation of energy. It's a primary law of the universe, right? But if I exclusively relate myself to everything that's in my physical world, I'll probably always be disappointed. I need to accept that that's where things show up, and that's not where things are.
Right. No, for sure. I mean, You are introducing and suggesting a very profound value statement here. And what I mean by that is one of the things I heard you mention, Anders, is, you know, considering being spiritual beings, mm-hmm. having a physical experience, mm-hmm. versus a physical being having or chasing a spiritual experience. Exactly. And being consuming everything in the physical realm will lead us to disappointment.
And it leads to division. It leads to me here, you there, to perceived differences. We're all the same. Like, yeah. We're all an offspring of a deathless soul that is infinite, expressing itself in different bodies, different ages, different genders. I mean, that's all different, but that's just right. The physical. It's such a tiny piece and part of who we are.
Wow. And since it is such a tiny piece of who we are, and a lot of us are just 100% consumed and living in that physical realm, there's where your limitations are.
That's when the illusions show up. Correct.
Okay.
You know, when I lived in Denmark, I was broke, I was sick, I was unhappy, I was everything I didn't want to be. Mm-hmm. And I had a dream of living in the United States. So I packed up my bags, sold everything I had, and what I couldn't sell, I gave away. And I jumped on a plane in 2006, and I never looked back. I was buried in a world of illusions. I thought I was the flat screen TV on the wall, the yeah. job, the furniture, the prestige, the shows we did in entertainment with my magic shows. I thought I was so identified with all yeah. the physical illusions.
Yeah.
And when I moved, I lost everything. I mean, everything. I arrived here with two suitcases and a deck of cards. And I started performing magic for tips.
Yeah.
And then I got my visa approved, and I got my working visa approved, and it was some of the happiest days of my life, because even though I didn't have anything, you know, $20 a night was a good night for me. I was able to afford a Chipotle bowl on a Sunday, which was right. my reward. You know, that was wow, I get some protein on a Sunday. That was like my big win. But, you know, I realized I was so happy because I had lost the illusions. What was left was space to create from and to build something real. And that's what I did. I rebuilt my life here, rebuilt my life in entertainment. And now, you know, after having had the great fortune of partnering with Bob Proctor back in 2017, you know, built a company. We've helped 10,000 people. And I know right, at the beginning, right. but it really started with all the illusions crumbling and falling away. I was so buried in the limitations. And today, if I lost everything tomorrow, God forbid, I wouldn't be afraid, because I know that all the physical stuff is just stuff. At the end of the day, we're already rich. Most people are just a little short of cash. You know, we're rich in resources. Right. We have six mental tools that can enable us to tap into a world completely foreign to our senses. But yeah. that world will enable us to attain everything that our hearts desire. But we got to go that way, in that order, upside down, inside out, always from the higher to the lower potential. That's how electricity moves. That's how we should move too.
Fascinating. And I mean, with us being energy, mm-hmm. the spiritual sense being energy, I mean, you know, the energy within our minds, way larger than the brain can, mm-hmm. you know, the capacity of a brain, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, energy, electricity is energy, right?
Yeah.
So in a certain sense, I mean, you know, we want to go in the same direction as electricity, because our minds are energy, and energy, electricity is energy, it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Exactly. And energy is omnipresent. Energy is the foundation for the universe that we live in.
Yes.
And you can't say anything other than energy is. It just is. You know, if you ask a theologian, they will say God is. You can't create God. You can't destroy God. God is everywhere at the same time. If that's a theologian's words, if you ask a quantum physicist will tell you that energy is. Energy is omnipresent. You can't destroy energy. You can't create energy. The only thing you can do is transmute energy. And so really theology and science are talking about the same thing. One side is studying the main cause, and the other side is studying the effect of that cause. Mm. But they're looking at the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. I mean, It's the same thing they're looking at. You're saying
same thing, just different perceptions of the same thing.
Different perceptions. My goodness. Well. Speaking of, I want to talk about briefly, Anders, the subconscious state or the unconscious state. Okay. In working with your mentor. Okay. Mm-hmm. And with you early on bringing magic and illusion to the table, mm-hmm. and then your mentor being, you know, an expert in personal development, personal growth, and so forth, putting those together to make this wonderful organization. Mm-hmm. Is there some alignment between illusion, magic, and personal growth from a subconscious state in working with your clients? I mean, I can't help but think there's a subconscious state that someone is perceiving or observing, but may not actively know it when they are observing magic or an illusion. Mm-hmm. And then of course, to work with someone from personal development, you may have to go to that subconscious state to kind of bubble up those limiting beliefs and so forth. Is there some alignment between the two?
Oh, absolutely. You know, magic really enables. There's three ways, Mr. Aubrey, to get an idea into a person's subconscious mind. There's only three ways. Mm-hmm. Fascination, agreement, or shock. There's only three ways. Now, we rule out shock, so there's fascination and agreement left. Mm-hmm. Magic fascinates the mind. Magic, in fact, makes this part of the mind, the top part, the conscious mind, stop for a moment. In the moment of what the heck happened, the conscious mind shuts down and it leaves the subjective wide open to impression. So if you at that point introduce an idea or a concept that's valuable, it sticks to a point where the person cannot forget about it, even if they tried. And that is why magic at Real Magic Live is so powerful, because we make agreement with the concepts taught and we fascinate the mind to open up the mind to a different way of thinking. As an example, now, if you're listening to this on a podcast, I encourage you to go over and find Mr. Aubrey's YouTube channel, because then you'll be able to see this on the screen. It's an illustration of what I just talked about. And so, but if you are still listening to this, just fast forward a minute or two. On this page or side of the domino brick, you see one dot, correct?
Yes.
On this dot side, you see four dots.
Yes.
Here you see now three dots, and now all of a sudden you see six.
Yes.
It's a multi-dimensional domino brick. I'm going to explain to you how it works. So our mind needs closure. So our mind creates patterns in our environment, good and bad, and in between. Our mind needs that closure. So it will sometimes make up a story to finish the pattern. Let me try one more time. First you saw one dot, then you saw four.
I did. And
you saw three all of a sudden, and now you saw six.
Yes.
Now, on this side, that was what you saw last time. You saw either one dot or you saw three dots. Your mind never saw this pattern before, so you didn't see it. You didn't make the story up in your head. So you see the illusion happened in your mind where you concluded something that wasn't true.
Yes. Yes.
This didn't change, but your perception changed.
Right. And at my age, my mind is developed enough to draw those conclusions.
Exactly. You've seen domino bricks many times. You've seen patterns of domino bricks many times. So you make the correlation, you make the pattern, you make the conclusion. And when it breaks, that's when the illusion happens. And that's when you go, wait, what happened? And when I, at that moment, goes, your mind finished the pattern. You won't forget about it, even if you tried. Now, the same thing holds true on this side. Of course, you saw six dots or you saw four dots. Your mind never seen this pattern before.
So you didn't see it. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. Extraordinary. Now,
at Real Magic Live, our job is to keep challenging those perceptions, Mr. Aubrey. And if I have done that correctly at this point, you will now see three dots on this side. And you will now see eight dots on the other.
Oh, come on. My goodness. Okay. So that's the next level right there.
That's it.
Challenging my perceptions for what you show after explaining the initial domino bricks you show.
Exactly. And I taught you a lesson at the same time.
Mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. And in your teachings with your clients, mm-hmm. you're applying this to their way of thinking in what beliefs they're giving, they're telling themselves,
exactly,
their narrative, yes, their story,
yep,
you know, what they feel defines them, whether it's having a sense of the position of the victim, mm-hmm, or the or just some sort of situation where they feel that nothing good ever comes to them, or they're not worthy or capable, exactly, of things. Exactly. So amazing.
Exactly. So we basically use magic at Real Magic Live to remove those boundaries. Now,
yes.
That's the experience. That's the 3-day experience in my online programs and coaching. Mm-hmm. We don't use magic to that extent, but we do that in the live experience, because when you're live, you know, it creates a different energy.
Yeah.
And that's when magic really amplifies the perceptions of people. And I would bring people on stage and have them participate in certain things. In fact, when we talk about magic, energy and connection, last event we did, I brought a couple on stage and I had them stand on stage, but about maybe 20 feet apart. And I had had the gentleman close his eyes. And I would go over to the lady, touch her nose, touch her shoulder, touch her arm. I would ask the gentleman if he felt it. And he would point to his nose, he would point to his shoulder, he would point to his arm. So he would feel the imprint that I made on the lady, illustrating how we're all connected. And people in longer-term relationships have formed those subjective bonds.
Right, right.
You know, you can, if you know somebody that well, you can feel each other at vast distances. Of course, I utilize an illusion to get the point across. But energy is omnipresent. So the thoughts we think, the emotions we experience, we literally affect the whole universe with our state. And so when we talk about energy and magic, it almost seems like it's real magic, which is, you know, obviously the name of my company. But
right,
when you create those moments of attracting an opportunity that you only saw in your mind, but you know that what you experienced on a physical plane was an expression of that idea, and that's very powerful. And some people do it on a microscopic level. They manifest in the next parking spot, or, you know, they do that stuff. But how about going for the 10x quantum leap in life? How about really setting our sights on something that is worthy of us? Because the truth is, we're exchanging our life for what we're, you know, getting out of bed for in the morning. I believe we should make sure that what we're getting up for tomorrow is worth trading our life for, because we are doing that regardless. So it comes with, you know, it's a deeper understanding of the mind, and it comes with greater responsibility, as I see it.
Amazing. So this may sound cliche, Anders, but is it safe to say that, you know, someone having gone through this experience now has a more, for lack of a better term, open-minded perception, open-minded perspective on any type of event or any type of circumstance that they may encounter from this point forward, whatever comprehensive work you do with the client or clients, you know, they're kind of, is it fair to say, rewired in their thinking?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what we help them do, but we're not doing it to them. I think that's really important to understand.
Yeah.
We're helping them rewire their own thinking. And that's how many of them describe that it feels like. Some people say that it feels like the blindfolds are finally coming off, and that they're able to chart a new course and then sticking to it. But I don't believe in motivation. I believe in education or experiential education to a point where you can motivate, inspire, and transform your life through the rest of your life. And that's what the event is built up around. So it's essentially three phases based on Napoleon Hill's original work, where he said that what the mind of man can create and believe they can achieve. So it starts with creating something that's worthy of us. Its next step is really learning how to get rid of the fear, adopting the self-image that is in harmony with where we're looking to go, and then learning to receive it on a physical plane. And like I said before, understanding the universal laws that enables us to bring it into our life. But yes, it's a literal rewiring. It's turning everything upside down, basically, from what we've been taught. You know, we've been taught that, you know, imagination is for kids, but it's where everything begins, you know. So we're, the older we get, it can be more challenging to rewire things, because we're hardwired to think a certain way now.
Sure.
But it's not impossible. I mean, we've seen great results happen. We had a business owner not too long ago. She went from 100,000 a month to over 1 million in a month in about 2 years, and created complete freedom in her life after years and years of a very poor self-image and, you know, a past that really didn't, wasn't conducive to great results. We had somebody with a PTSD diagnoses and very poor health to all of a sudden expressing complete perfect health, and blood tests were all fine again. And so, yes, it is a rewiring, but it can absolutely be done. And again, you know, it's not going backwards, looking at what happened and what's wrong. It's working backwards from a better future.
I see. Absolutely extraordinary, Anders. I mean, you know, I'm hearing that one thing that kind of piqued my interest in what you just mentioned here about not believing in motivation. It sounds like motivation is self-inflicted, or self-sparked, if you will. I mean, you provide the information, you provide, you know, the methods, the tools, and then, you know, the motivation comes from the self choosing to be motivated from whatever they're receiving. Sounds like.
Yeah, what we're trying or attempting to do is educating a person long enough so that they set, and in a way that's different. So I believe in edutainment. It has to be entertaining and educational at the same time.
Yes.
And when it is, the mind accepts ideas a little easier. You know, your biggest teacher could be a comedian. It could be a musician. We find great inspiration and motivation in music. Mm-hmm. We find great teachings in poetry. Mm-hmm. Magic can do the same thing, but it has to have a deeper element of education too. Because once you truly understand the importance of setting goals and how to set the right goals and how to auto-suggest your way to that goal by continuously integrating that goal in your subjective mind, motivation will come in with bigger in bigger volume and increasing frequency. But motivation is a very short-lived experience. We can let ourselves be motivated by a YouTube video or a piece of music, like I said, or something else, but it's very short-lived. And if there is no education first, then it won't stick. We'll go right back to where we were. And so when people say, well, Anders, you're so inspirational, I love watching your videos, I appreciate it, but what I really want them to do is stick to the things that will educate them in the videos long enough for them to integrate it themselves, because then they can motivate themselves for the rest of their lives. And Mr. Aubrey, there's a three-step process to it. There is the state change. We have to change the way we think and feel. Then there's the story that we tell ourselves, the self-image. And then there's the things that we have to act on, the strategies and things. But that's the third part of the puzzle. Most people go straight to the strategy. In fact, we're in the middle of a virtual training this week, and a lot of people go, what do I need to do to get better results? Well, you have 1,000 people that's doing the same thing. The one person that is doing the thing in a different state with the right story, they'll ace it.
Yes.
But the other 999, they can do the same thing, being in a crappy vibration, have a negative story about themselves, and they'll never get very far. So that's why this all blends together.
I see. Wow. You know, one thing you mentioned that's very similar to what we say here on the Road to Rediscovery, you know, we say that motivation ignites the engine and discipline keeps it running.
That's absolutely right. So, that's absolutely correct. And discipline is a very misunderstood word as well. You know, it's there's really 7 levels to the human awakening towards mastering their life. And discipline is the 5th out of the 7th level. But discipline is not something that's being pushed on us. Mm-hmm. It's the choice that we make in giving ourselves commands and following our own word.
Yes,
it's actually just decreasing the gap between what we say and what we do. And so most people think they learn discipline in the military. That's for the most part, I guess, capital punishment for a lot of people. discipline is just something we choose, but we need to have a great, beautiful goal back of it. Otherwise, we won't choose the discipline.
Anders, I have to really, really thank you for that clarification for the sake of the listeners. Because again, at face value, when people hear discipline, they're hearing what one person does to another, whether it's a parent to a child or a drill sergeant to a private. And that is not anywhere near what we're talking about. No. We are talking about self-awareness. We're talking about guidelines and goals and a plan and a consistency, a sense of consistency in the right direction that we are giving ourselves, that we're holding ourselves accountable to. That's the discipline that we're talking about.
That's exactly it. And it's actually something that you're being called to, almost like your goal is pulling you forward. So you're called to be a more disciplined person.
Yes.
But if you look inside a car, if a person is very messy, their room is messy, their house is messy, crap everywhere, they're extremely undisciplined with their thinking and they won't get very far in life. But a person who is disciplined in their thinking, in their behavior, what they say is what they do is what they say. Mm-hmm. They're good at giving themselves a command and following it. So when I say, and I'm not going to hit the snooze button tomorrow, I'm actually going to get up at this specific 100%. Time, I'll do it. You know? It's not easy. And I'm practicing for a long time, but I'm much more disciplined in my life today than I used to be. I do my gratitude every day. I'm on day 2,189 in a row of my gratitude.
Beautiful.
And I won't skip it because it's part of my discipline. Like it's the days when I know I don't feel like it, my discipline keeps me going, like you say.
Yes.
And the discipline eventually will make you feel like it again, and then we're in a good spot.
Oh, we're in a great spot for sure, because you get to a point where you can't imagine a day without it.
Exactly.
Whatever it may be. Mindful breathing, meditation, gratitude session, right? Yeah, those things are very very important, and it's that in which we mean by discipline. So that's a huge clarification. I'm so glad you were able to articulate for the listeners, Anders. And I wanted to know, what are your thoughts? I'm going to bring this up because it's the latest and greatest that everyone's talking about these days, and everyone's trying to get a piece of what I'm going to call the AI pie. Mm-hmm. But what are your thoughts on AI? Because to me, AI, there is some capacity of illusion in AI. There's some capacity of just, again, what your subconscious perceives or observes, and is AI in a place, or are we in a place as a people to where we can leverage some advantages or benefits of AI without compromising who we are, our integrity and authenticity?
Absolutely, it's a great question, and there's multiple things I have a take on when it comes to AI. There's the overall trust recession that it creates, because we don't even know today if what you're looking at is real or not. Right. So, and the laws haven't really caught up to the development of AI, but I do believe that we will see that soon. YouTube has started punishing AI created content and is rewarding human created content. And I think we'll see that catch up. When we look at value to the as a person to the world, there's really four value levels, so to say. There's the implementation level of value, where you're being paid for some work that you're implementing. So let's say our housekeeper here, she gets paid for a day to come and, you know, clean and tidy up. That's hard implementation work.
Right.
Well, I don't believe that for another, maybe for another year or two, but in the very near future, we will have Optimus robots that can take care of almost all chores.
Right.
So
right.
Those people will be out of a job if they don't educate and develop themselves.
Sure.
Now, the next value level is sort of where we have our middle managers. They're being paid a little more to manage other people. That's where we have our, you know, really bright people who've taken all the courses, gone to university. They have the PhDs. We have our lawyers here, and those folks. Well, they are at risk of losing their jobs too, because artificial intelligence will replace a lot of people in that bracket. Mm-hmm. Now, the second highest value level is communication. That's what we're doing here. At the end of the day, human beings like to communicate with other human beings. It's something that's ingrained in us. We, thousands of years ago, sat around the fireplace and told stories, and we're still fascinated by storytelling that moves us.
Yes.
And so human beings have this innate need to be heard and hear and learn and communicate with other human beings. That need is never going to go away. So if we build this skill set for communication, that's where the really great salespeople live, on that level as well. The yeah. great communicators, the personal brands, the salespeople, people who are, and artists to a large extent, lives on the second value level. We will always appreciate human art. It's a lot of studies have been made. When you do a, have an AI Van Gogh paint a picture, I mean, there's no value in it because you can get any AI to do right. this picture at this point. Right. But you have a human that paints, like, that we always will admire, I believe. And then we have the very highest value level, which is pure imagination, where we use our ideas and our money to generate more. And so the point is that the two lowest, you know, the strategists, the information salespeople that have been able to sell their information and all their great strategies, yeah, they probably won't have a job for the next 20 years.
Right.
The people that are working very hard at implementing physical labor, probably not either. But I believe the world is moving into a place where spiritual awakening, personal development, humans interacting with other humans, helping other humans become better humans, that will never go away.
Right.
And so I think in the world we're moving into, it's going to be very fascinating. It's moving faster than ever. But that's why I also believe that we need to develop ourselves with that pace. Because otherwise fear takes over, division takes over, a scarcity mindset takes over, and then we stack the odds against ourselves.
Yeah, we do, including false narratives and starts to take place. You misconceived know, notions.
100%. And now we're back to the illusions.
With the back to the illusions. Exactly.
You see it on full display now, Mr. Aubrey. You have almost two different worlds living in the United States, based on what news channel you're listening to, which isn't news, it's just negative sensationalism.
It is.
But there's, you know, it's so obvious that your perception dictates your reality. So if you belong to this group, your perception is a certain way, that means everything else is bad. If you belong to this group and your perception is that that is the best group to belong to, this group are like the worst of the worst. And that's all I can see now because I've adopted the idea that that's how it is. So when I adopt the idea, it creates the framework back to the domino brick, right?
Yeah.
When I have the framework in place and my perception locked in to this is how it is, I will find the evidence. But that goes for our life too. So if I'm locked into the idea that I'm a happy, healthy multimillionaire, I'll find evidence for it. But if I'm locked into the idea that everything is hard and it's a struggle and everything's expensive, I can't afford, well, congratulations, I'll get that reality too. So I can take a step back, look at the insanity that's going on in the world right now, and just say, okay, it's the perception that's governing everything here. I'm a spiritual being. I don't need to take part in this tribalism. I can actually create my own narrative so that more of those illusions fall away. And I do believe that is our biggest opportunity at this point in time.
Oh, 100%. I couldn't agree more, Anders. Having that overarching view to where, to your point, you take a step back and you see just all these narratives going on either side, right? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, from there, realize to ourselves that, hey, I can choose, make the choice to have my reality, yeah. my perception, and to realize the illusions for what they are,
yeah.
illusions,
yeah.
okay, and not let them interfere with me, not to consume myself 100% in the physical realm, because that's where depression, anxiety, trauma, all of these things, which are of the physical world.
Bingo. Yep.
Of the physical realm. And then, of course, that limits you from realizing your true potential and everything. So that is absolutely what we wanted to tap into today, in the insights that you've shared with the listeners, Anders, you know, helping people realize they don't have to wallow in their current state, that there's so much more available to them if they just realize where they are and make the choice to look at the bigger picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. And it's a choice. It's one decision. We're one decision, one perception shift, one right move away from completely transforming our life. And we don't believe that sometimes, but that's nonetheless how it is.
You know, you've just made my day here, Anders, because in mentioning that right there, we're one decision, we're one move away, you know, of complete transformation in the right direction, realizing our full potential, the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. When I hear that, it brightens my day and helps me kind of squash or put to rest harsh realities of the physical realm when it comes to AI, that illusions are created. You can't tell reality or real art from artificial, you know, artificial intelligent art. And it's like you have to walk on eggshells and take everything with a grain of salt that you read or see, because everyone's incorporating AI. That's not the world I want to live in, you know. I want to live in that world where, you know, I realize I'm a spiritual being, and I'm capable of things in the spiritual realm, and the physical experience that I'm having are probably challenges and obstacles that, you know, that I realize, but, you know I can rise above it because I'm not physical. It's just a small lower level than the upper level spiritual sense.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Beautiful. Hey, Anders, how can the listeners learn more about you, follow you, connect with you, and just learn about your great work and what you're doing?
Absolutely. So if you're listening along and you want to improve your results, your income, your impact, your health, you know you're meant for more, but you also realize that there is something that's unseen, sort of keeping you back, holding you back from that next level of income, impact, and clarity. What I'm going to offer here, I believe, is going to help change that. You know, I believe first and foremost, Aubrey, we need to figure out what's holding us back before we chart the course for what we want. So the first thing I'm going to give your listeners completely free is our assessment, our illusion blocking assessment, success blocking assessment, really, that helps a person identify which one of the five biggest mental illusions that they live with that are currently predominant in their mind. And so it's a completely free test. You take that first, and then you learn what that illusion is, and that gives you a great foundation to change it. What's part of the kit, it's a, we call it our magic, real magic mindset kit. It consists of the test, and also it consists of the priming tools to get into the state of that quantum leap goal that we set for ourselves. And then it includes a lesson from the program that Bob Proctor and I created that really teaches a person about the mental and physical connection and what it means to create from the upside down and the inside out. And so that's all part of a complete framework that will help a person with momentum, regardless of where they're at in their life. And it will help them shift that subconscious state and believe about themselves. And all they have to do to get that is to find me on Facebook or Instagram at Real Anders Hansen. So in one word, RealAndersHansen, Real Anders Hansen. And then just comment the word Road to Rediscovery in one word, Road to Rediscovery, on one of my posts on either Instagram or Facebook. And then we'll ping you right over that whole kit for free.
Fantastic. Oh my goodness. I'm just jotting this down here because we're going to make this available to all the listeners who takes in this conversation. All righty. Look, Anders is offering, this is very value too, of high value. Anders is offering for free an illusion success blocking test, okay, to help you try to identify what's blocking your progress, your success, realizing your true potential. And then, of course, including tools to get in the state of quantum leap goals. Mm-hmm. So I mean, this is extraordinary opportunity for free guidance and free tools and a free test to help you realize what you're truly capable of. And all you have to do is send a DM to at Real Anders Hansen on IG, Instagram, or Facebook. Send a DM that says Road to Rediscovery, and you get that. That this is huge. Anders, I want to thank you so much for your thoughtfulness and offering this for our listeners. Those who are listening that are looking for ways to realize their potential, looking for ways to get themselves stuck out of the rut of this physical realm that just has constant despair and anxiety and depression and nervousness and feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, and those sorts of things, getting out of that rut with what you can guide them and teach them in just this. And this is the tip of the iceberg, Anders. I can't thank you enough, sir. I can't thank you enough.
And I appreciate you, Aubrey, for the great work you're doing. It's been such a pleasure.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. And I hope we can stay in touch and maybe bring you back on the show in the near future for a book release or anything.
I love that. That's such a great honor. Thank you so much. I absolutely appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a true delight, Anders. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And look, you may feel this way at times, but in our daily struggles and adversities, we're never alone. And hope is always around the corner. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you love, someone you know who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. And when it all comes down to it, we're all just roadies on this journey of life. But it sure feels good having you right alongside me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have.